This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Guys down at GCN, thank you very much. You're doing a great job. We totally appreciate you guys as well. Have a happy New Year's down there. Folks, we got much to cover again. We've been playing cleanup over the last couple days here, and it's important that we play cleanup because there's a lot of things that have dropped over the last week that I need to make a point out of, because I believe what happens is I give an overview of something in a very short amount of time, and it needs to be expounded upon a little bit more than I have. So in saying that, I'm going to be doing just that in a couple moments here. But before I do that, I want to go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We've all heard of Snopes. Snopes, again, gets punked with new revelations in WikiLeaks emails about Hillary and New York Times collusion. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because this is today's news, but I also want you to know, friends, that this was reported by an attorney that is one of our contributors over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, December 24th of 2016. So this is not like new news to us over here, but it may be to you. Now, going back to this, people need to understand that Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers, include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix. Okay, now, in saying that, since Facebook has hired Snopes.com, by the way, it's completely backfiring, friends, as one of their new fact checkers to put an end to the spread of fake news across Facebook, wouldn't this be a great time to meet the folks behind Snopes? Of course it is. Because you need to fasten your seatbelt for this one, friends. How many times have you been talking to someone who rebutted, or you were rebutting, who said something like this? But Snopes.com said that isn't true. Or something to that effect, as if Snopes.com somehow is an authority on anything. Now, I want you to listen to me again, friends, because Snopes.com, let's get this clear, okay? Snopes, Facebook's new fact checkers include a former hooker, a porn star, plus a dominatrix, friends. For folks to rely so heavily on what Snopes.com has to say, I can't help but wonder how many people think Snopes.com consists of several floors in a Manhattan skyrise with dozens of employees working tirelessly around the clock to fact check everything that runs counter to their criminal ideology. Well, as you're about to learn, friends, nothing could be farther from the truth. And as a matter of fact, what you need to know is this in a nutshell. Thanks to a reporter in the UK, basically and namely the Daily Mail, we know Snopes not only peddles CIA propaganda, but we also know it's a sleazy outfit run by an embezzler, a former hooker, porn star, and a dominatrix, as I've said. Reporting for Daily Mail, December 21st, 2016, Alana Goodman points out that Snopes.com will benefit from Facebook using the site as an arbiter to decide differences of truth by determining, friends, what fake news is and what fake news is not. I mean, you have the devil in the seat over at Snopes telling you what's permissible and what's unpermissible, what's true and what's untrue. How does that work when there's no truth in him? That's why they call him the great deluder. And the people that work for him, they have no truth in them neither. And by the way, that's what it tells us in John 8:44. Now, the owner and CEO, David Michelson, is accused by his former wife and Snopes co-founder, Barbara Michelson, of embezzlement using money for prostitutes. And folks, there's a long list of crimes by committing, a long list of crimes committed by the founder of Snopes. And again, let me reiterate the point. I'm taking my roll slow today, friends. Keep in mind that Snopes peddles CIA propaganda. And we know globally from those on the inside telling us on the outside that CIA controls the narrative on a global scale in many cities across the globe. They control the narrative. They control the information that you get. And now we're finding that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the likes of, well, guess what? Snopes.com. And it's funny because how many times you've seen people say, well, Snopes.com said that that wasn't true. Well, why don't you consider the source? And if you would consider the source, you wouldn't be making reference to Snopes.com. And furthermore, if you would do your own due diligence, you wouldn't need to have Snopes.com tell you anything. And the only thing that they're doing is adding insult to injury when it comes to the misinformation being thrown on the people on a global scale, namely in America. So therefore, what begs the question is, why would Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, why would he hire a company like this? And again, I want you to remember, friends, this is completely backfiring. All this fake news, we know where fake news is coming from. And keep in mind, again, it's totalitarian methods. Remember what Goebbels said. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. And the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, are the ones that are continuously telling you what fake news is and what fake news isn't. And it's interesting. If you'd pull the curtain back on the media, they don't even have the support. They don't have the following. I remember individual, a very well-respected individual in the United States of America, said to me, did you know that CNN only has 2 million viewers a day? But when we go to the airport, but when we go to the bus depot, but when we go to the train depot, well, that's all we ever see is CNN. Yes, CNN is on those television sets because CNN is paying to have their programming on those television sets in airport, in the train depot, in the bus depots. And most people didn't even know that. And again, friends, just think about this. A couple years back, the vice president from the CNN resigned because their ratings were so low, like that of MSNBC. I mean, their ratings couldn't get any lower than a snake's belly. So friends, going back to what I'm highlighting here, just keep in mind, Snopes is getting busted and popped open again. But Facebook's new fact checkers include a former hooker and a porn star plus a dominatrix. So next time you make reference to Snopes, consider the source. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got much to say in the up-and-coming three segments, the remaining three segments. If you'd like to check us out online, please check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1, double E as well, friends. Check out the Sons of Liberty Bradley Dean YouTube site as well. There's hundreds of videos, short videos out there, explaining your situation and how to bring about resolve concerning any issue you may be dealing with today. Hopefully, we still have more things to add to it, but there's plenty out there, plenty of information for you to gobble in. And keep in mind, Hosea 4:6 tells us people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, we're giving you that knowledge so you have the answers rather than the questions. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Also, jump over to our Facebook account, Bradley Dean. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. And our YouTube is Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And again, friends, enjoy. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Okay? I just wanted to make sure we were clear on that. We're going to be doing a little cleanup here, friends. We were talking over the last week, some things dropped, and I thought, well, I better explain that. I better explain this. So that's exactly what we're doing this week. And yesterday we did a little bit of an overview on an individual that's a part of the Supreme Court. And I brought up one topic as to how they're responding, how they're acting on the Supreme Court, and they're acting as if they're a law unto themselves. Yesterday we talked about Alina Kagan, and then Sonia Sotomayor, who's not only a radical lesbian, Alina Kagan, and then Sonia Sotomayor, who is an internationalist, just in time for DACA, right? Just like Alina Kagan was appointed just in time for homosexual marriage, again, which has never been in the history of mankind. So interestingly enough, going fast forward and explaining it just a little bit more, it's been rightly said by John Locke, one of those that were responsible for not only supporting, but playing the architect concerning the country in which we have today. John Locke, Charles D. Montesquieu, William Blackstone, and I'm going to bring up all their names in just a couple moments here. But keep in mind, John Locke said, wherever law ends, tyranny begins. Wherever law ends, tyranny begins. When you hear about politicians and presidents and Supreme Court injustices today, because that's what they are, friends, talking about policy, keep in mind, it's important that you understand that policy follows the law. The law does not follow the policy. Okay, so when we hear about all of these new policies, just keep in mind that's not a good sign, because it means they're going outside of their scope of authority, creating something that is unconstitutional. And if it's unconstitutional, as our forefathers said, null and void, in one word, nugatory. My family hates that word, nugatory, by the way. But it's important that you understand the vernacular of our forefathers. So, again, wherever law ends, tyranny begins. I had brought up the fact yesterday that the Supreme Court, they're acting as if they are a law unto themselves, and they are. Now, I remember some time back, Judge Andrew Napolitano, he gave a dim prognostication of what could happen to the rights of the American people if Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg would fall to sickness or old age within the next 4 years. See, he was afraid that the president during this time, Barack Hussein Obama, might replace her with a progressive, a communist, who would in turn do damage to the Second Amendment and other rights that God has given to the American people. See, the Bill of Rights was the thou shall nots to the government. So where the American people have been led to believe that the Supreme Court justice or justices can do anything outside of discover the law and apply the law, it shows you how ignorant you have become to believe that they can do whatever they want to do and become a law unto themselves. They don't have the constitutional authority to do that, but if you don't know the difference, they can. And guess what? They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what's happening to this country over the last how many decades? Again, the Bill of Rights was the thou shall nots to the government. Judges don't have the right, nor does any other individual in our government have the right to usurp the Constitution by, in this case, gutting the Second Amendment or any other amendment through their opinion. And that's what you're seeing happening. listening to what's going on in America today, it's nothing but charades. It's nothing short of gossip. And what's sad to say is these are the grown-ups that are acting like a bunch of little 15-year-old kid gossips in a high school class that don't know the difference between right and wrong, and then they sit there and act like what they say matters more than what right has to say, namely our laws have to say. But when I was listening to this program today on the news as to what's going on in the United States of America, I'm embarrassed for what America listens to. I'm embarrassed for the way these people talk. They bring up a topic, and it's based off of gossip. It's baseless. There's nothing behind it. But they have to keep it going so they can keep their ratings up, so they bow down to the golden god, their golden calf, namely their sponsors, so they can make money off the stupidity of the American people. And that's why they're on today, and that's why they're going to be on tomorrow, and that's why they're going to be on next week and next month and next year. Because America, you need to keep in mind, they're not about resolve. They're about keeping their jobs. They're about supporting their sponsors and staying on the air. But I want you to understand, it's nothing short of gossip. And you know what else is terrible about all of this? And I have firsthand experience in everything I'm sharing with you even now. But what's sick about this, and what's so immature about all of this, friends, is the fact that they'll bring up something that they heard. Like, for example, what's going on in the White House today? Then they pull up some guy to tell us what's going on inside of the White House because he heard from someone that he heard it from, that heard it from somebody else, that heard it from somebody else as to what's going on in the White House. And then the American people stand back and act as if this is valid information, as if it's true information, when in fact it is not. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I literally was driving this morning chuckling about the stupidity of those that call themselves adults and the responsible party in this country. It's just nothing short of immature. And it's shameless the way that they go on. And what's even worse about that is then they'll get someone to debate that person that acts like they know what they're talking about when in fact they don't. And only to further solidify my point, friends, how many times have you seen with all this collusion going on with Russia, all these accusations going on? Folks, it's nothing more than to drive opposition and lead opposition to the president. Here, let me give you an example. Okay, the media is not trusted by the American people. 94% of the American people don't like the media. So what they do is they run Donald Trump up against a Hillary Clinton, for example, okay, during the presidency. The media already knew that they were hated, and they already knew that Hillary Clinton was despised by the American people. They're hated by the American people, and the American people want her in jail. So why would they pick her to be someone to run for the presidency of the United States of America against somebody that's been raised up and groomed where we already know, and they already know, the American people love the guy? And I want to tell you something, friends. When they say peace, peace, beware. And I'll tell you what, we're hearing a lot of peace, peace. Donald's got the helm. Everything's okay now. Watch out. You are literally allowing these people. It's just like pro wrestling. They set the opposition, but what you don't realize is they're leading the opposition. They're not at war with each other. They're on the same side, but you don't know the difference. And it's the same thing the media is doing on a 24/7 basis. Is they're driving. It's not. And you hear these conservatives talk about, we already know the media hates him. We already know the Clintons hate him. Okay, well then, how could she be a legitimate candidate to run for presidency? How could the media be a legitimate resource concerning the things going on with Donald Trump? But yet, on the other side of that, you see Donald Trump do nothing but call names, crooked Hillary and fake news. And yet he's got the power and the authority to enforce the law against their crimes. And I want to tell you something, America. Crimes they are. Crimes they are. But what you don't realize is they are garnering support for this president. And it's what's scary about it is you're giving this administration a free hand more and more and more and more on a daily basis. And what you don't realize is the media is working for the administration, and so are the Clintons. You go ahead and call it for what you want to call it, but the fruit is there. If Donald Trump stands up and brings down the hammer concerning the crimes of those in the media and the Clintons and the Obamas, I'll tell you what, I'll backstep 15 steps.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Whoa, folks. Paying attention to where we're at with our listeners again today. You have us as the number one radio show right now on Genesis Communication Networks. We totally appreciate that. Again, I'm not giving myself accolades, but I am paying attention to listenership, and I totally appreciate it. And I'm glad people are hanging in there when I'm exposing what I'm exposing right now. I was just talking about how the opposition is created, because what's happening is the media and the Clintons and those that attack Donald Trump are only garnering more support. They're driving more support to him to do what he wants to do. And again, this is why we need to be a principled people. And we're not talking about controlling and leading opposition. I want you to understand where that phrase came from. Okay? This isn't just, it's taking the enemy's game and shoving it right back down his throat. Matter of fact, if you remember right, in 1980, during the Olympics, I was just a little kid and I'll never forget it as long as I live. But I remember the Russians came over here and just were stomping. I'm talking about the hockey team. And they were just stomping on everybody they played. They made our NHL and the best that we have in the NHL look like a bunch of kids with pacifiers and bottles of milk in their mouths, friends, with diapers on and hockey sticks and hockey skates. I mean, they killed us. And what it comes down to is the discipline that's necessary. Those people are disciplined. And that's why they were walking over the best that we have in this country. And it wasn't just in America. It was all across the globe. Russia was feared. Talking about the hockey team. And do you remember Herb Brooks said, now listen carefully, this is a parable. Herb Brooks said during that true story, the movie, The Miracle, do you remember what he said? If you give me 99%, you're going to make my job real easy because you're not going to be on this team. And he said the way to beat the Russians was to take their game and shove it back down their throats. And he said the way that we're going to do this is discipline ourselves. You know, it reminds me of George Washington when he said that the soul of an army is discipline. It is. And I want to tell you what, it's so with Christianity first and foremost. D.L. Moody, that famous preacher, Chicago preacher, said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. Hudson Taylor said something familiar. You're going to have no power by just walking along in life. But it comes through self-denial. And isn't it interesting that Jesus, the first thing he said is deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. That's right. That's where the power's at because it's in him. It's the will of the spirit, not the will of the flesh. Well, that applies all the way across the board in the natural and in the spiritual in so many different ways. But again, I know that you're hanging on to the fact that you want to know who is responsible for saying to control and lead opposition. I want to tell you who said it. Vladimir Lenin. He said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Folks, what's being played out in front of you right now is being played out by nothing short of a bunch of actors. They're actors pushing forth a global agenda. You go ahead, you laugh, you mock, you do whatever you want to do. When it's all over with, friends, don't tell me I didn't tell you, because I am. I'm being a faithful witness that delivers souls, but it's up to you to respond to the truth that's given. Vladimir Lenin, that Russian revolutionary under Stalin, said, Stalin, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's exactly what's going on. And to go back, to rewind just a little bit to the last segment, what I was highlighting, friends, is what I was listening to on the news. Folks, the media and all that controlled opposition that you think are really arch enemies with the likes of Donald Trump are doing nothing but doing him a favor by driving and garnering more support for him on a daily basis. There's a righteous way to do that, and there's an unrighteous way to do that. The righteous way is you don't have to prop up the truth. The truth will keep up itself. But the media continuously props up these scandals to drive more support to Donald Trump and his administration, only to find out in a month and a half down the road, everything you gossiped about, you'll find out that it was completely unsubstantiated. There's nothing behind it. It was nothing short of gossip. Yep. And then what happens again? Another month down the road, then they come up with something new. Another month comes up down the road, and they come up with something new. Another month comes down the road. Folks, in all of this, you know what's lost? Judgment. Because there's, on both sides of the law, if they're false accusations, then they need to be dealt with lawfully. If they're true accusations, they need to be dealt with lawfully. Deuteronomy 19:19. But you never see judgment in the process of what's going on here. You see more corruption. You see oppression being spewed out constantly through the media. Yeah, this is all a part of judgment, friends. Go ahead, mark my words, write it down. It's all a part of judgment. And you're going to find out that the people that you thought were the good guys were a part of the game. Now, if there's good things going on, rest assured, the arm of the flesh has nothing to do with it, but the Spirit of Christ has everything to do with it. And it's called mercy that we're here. But don't just blindly follow along, America, like a bunch of sheeple that are going over the end of the cliff, because there's too many people doing it. Matter of fact, during this conversation today, I even heard one lady from the RNC, the ignoramus herself, talking about how, because they're throwing Steve Bannon under the bus today. But it's interesting to note, friends, how, you know, we are to follow the leader of our party. And we don't need the help of others telling us what we need to do. He is the president, and we will follow him wherever he goes. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, let the blind lead the blind, because they're all going to end up in the ditch. And that is about as unprincipled as it gets. Now, I want to make one more point. concerning what I was listening to on the radio today. And again, of course it was conservative radio. Yesterday's liberals, that's all it is, friends. Bunch of gossips, nothing short of gossip, and that's all it is. Unsubstantiated information who heard from somebody, who heard from somebody, who heard from somebody, and then it just blows in the wind, and then they're onto something new to keep the American people following in close pursuit concerning the lead that they're creating. You know, one of the things that was brought up, friends, was not only are we supposed to just go along and get along, but you know how many times I've been pushed in the news and I never had a reporter ask me one question? See, they don't care what I have to say. They want you to care about what they have to say about me, even when they don't ask me. And they do this all the time. And what's also interesting about it is I did a high school assembly in Boca Raton, and we had some issues there, and then we delivered up a lawsuit, and it was interesting, after we had done that, the only thing, and I did do my high school assembly there, but the only thing that he didn't offer me was a steak dinner and a lobster, you know, steak and shrimp dinner. Because I'm not in this to play games. I'm in it to mean what I say. Because the Lord continuously tells us the reason people are in trouble throughout the Word of God is they have forsaken my law. They obeyed not my voice to keep my commandments. And they know not the judgment of God. That's right. But when I did this particular high school in Boca Raton, it was interesting that on Fox News, they had a debate over what happened in the school. And you know what was interesting? I was the one that wasn't invited on Fox News concerning this particular topic. I've been on Fox News before. I've been on MSNBC. I've been on CNN. I've been around the block with these people. And it's all vanity. But the debate, and by the way, it's available online, the debate was about me in a public school. And I wasn't even invited into the conversation, nor was I called to be a part of the conversation. No! Guys like me, just like, hey, my big brother, the captain of my salvation, Jesus Christ, don't you remember what they had to do and how they had to do it? They had to do it at night. They had to set up false witnesses, right? And he didn't answer them a thing, right? But in the process, when he did answer, what did they do? They condemned him for the very things that he said. And the words were few. See, because they already had said in their minds what they were going to do. But what I'm trying to say here, friends, is the fact that the obstacle that stood in the way of the crucifixion was Jesus Christ himself. And see, they didn't want to hear from him. They just wanted the false accusers to debate out what they heard him say and what they didn't hear him say. And by the way, they were all bought and paid for too. Just like they are on Fox News. Just like they are on CNN. Just like they are on MSNBC. How many times I've been written up in the paper and they never called me. They never asked me one question. Not one. Debates concerning what we have done in high school assemblies. By the way, I have it all on film. And they don't want you to see it on film. Because they're going to be like the masses that do go check it out and say, wait a second, what was he doing that was so wrong? That's not what they said about them. Of course not. That's why we film everything. That's why you have to film everything. Because we'll hold them accountable. But friends, just think about that. How many times I've been talked about or a reporter never called me? How many times they have debated on issues concerning what I have done in public schools, and I wasn't even a part of what they would call a debate. There was no debate. See, the thing is when I'm there, or the person responsible, or the person being accused, or the person being talked about is there, there is no debate. See, and they can't afford that. They want the debates, because that's what keeps people coming back. They love the gossip to their own demise. Going back to this one point, friends. Supreme Court, a law unto themselves. And Judge Andrew Napolitano being worried about what a former criminal administration, namely Barack Hussein Obama, what might happen if something was to happen to Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if she died off, that Barack Hussein Obama at that particular time might appoint someone that will gut our Second Amendment. Hey, America, they don't have the right to do that. I just wanted to share that with you. We're going to come back to this, and we're going to make another point. Referees who protect. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
And let me ask you something, friends. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Why is it, concerning what we were just talking about, why is it that the media doesn't want you involved? Because they don't want to be exposed. 1 Peter 2:8, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. And I've seen it a million times. When accusations come and they're slung, they don't want to hear what you have to say. Or what they'll do is they'll try to set you up in a question, a gotcha question. And then what they'll do is they'll re-edit it and make it out to be like you said something that you didn't say. I've seen them do that. And it's criminal. In America, I think you've been subjected to enough of it to understand exactly what I'm talking about, because we see it every day of the week. But the reason they don't want people like myself involved in any conversation they might have about me is because, folks, just like the word says, my big brother, a stone of stumbling, he's a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto they were appointed. Now, I want to finish this Judge Andrew Napolitano must be under some delusion, as most Americans are, that the Supreme Court is the final say in all matters, even if they violate our Constitution and the laws of our Republic, when in fact, it isn't the final say, nor are they. Judges were never intended to write, change, or create law. They're merely referees charged with the protection of the citizenry by enforcing laws enacted by Congress under God and under the authority of the Constitution of the United States. The judges themselves are to be ruled by law, just like me and you are. So where do you get off, America, thinking that they can tear it down and recreate it at will? Again, the judges themselves are to be ruled by law, just like the people they serve. Again, judges do not have the right to break the law. They are not to legislate from the bench in the manner that American people have been trained and accustomed to for over the last 50 years. And keep in mind, this is the same court that sits as every other court in America. It's the same court that sits under Moses and the Ten Commandments. And by the way, if it wasn't for Moses and the Ten Commandments, what would the judge make reference to as to what's lawful and what's unlawful? There you have it. It's like a guy that drives down the highway and he gets pulled over for speeding. And the first thing the law officer does is when he pulls him over, he walks up to him and the person in the car says, "Sir, what did I do wrong? Did I break the law?" And the law officer points his finger and makes reference to the law and says, "You have violated. You are going 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone." He points his finger at the law and says, "You have violated that law." Now, what would happen if there was no law? There would be no judge because there's no violation. Romans 3:20. Read it when you get a moment. The second half, by the way. I mean, when you think about Moses and the Ten Commandments, whom in each individual case swore to uphold the Constitution, those that serve we the people, they say, "So help me God," and then it starts proceeding with the following statement, "God save the United States and this honorable court." Did you know that? That's what they say. Yep, they've been saying it since 1777. God save the United States and this honorable court. Well, then, God save the United States, then church, obey God. So it can be preserved. Not, "God save the United States and let the judges do whatever they want to do." I remember hearing a famous preacher talking about the Supreme Court. And he was preaching it up, and he was preaching it up, and he was preaching it up. And he said, "You may be out of the retuck," he was preaching against on television, radio, and to his congregation. "You may, speaking of the Supreme Court, talking to the Supreme Court, you may be out of the reach of the people's hands in this country, but you're not out of the reach of Almighty God." Could he have said anything more backwards than that? In other words, church, there's nothing we can do about it. God's going to have to take care of that. When God doesn't work independently of us. Yesterday, we were watching in part a true story, Hacksaw Ridge. And this individual's rights were being violated by the United States military. And his wife-to-be was on the phone talking to his mother and his father. And this young man, whose rights were being violated by the military, was told by his mother that we'll pray for him. And my 11-year-old boy noticed faith with works. Because daddy didn't just pray for this individual. Daddy got equipped and he took it right into the courtroom to set the record straight. And my son, my 11-year-old son, said, "Dad, he did more than pray, didn't he?" I said, "Yes, he did, honey." And I was thankful that my son caught it. What we couldn't do if we obeyed the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. What we couldn't do if we were consecrated to Him and Him alone for His purposes. Not we can't do it. No, I'm laying to your candor what we couldn't do. He was the one that said he looks to and fro concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards him by the work of the Holy Ghost, regeneration and renewing, Titus 2, right? That he might show himself strong on their behalf. Or call unto me, and I'll answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And then when I read the New Testament, it tells me that he's revealed the will of the Lord unto us. And he has. He said, follow me, and I'll make you to become fishers of men. And that's how you know when you're born of the Spirit. You're a fisher of men. If you're not fishing for men, friends, question everything that you are. And the Bible does tell us that too, by the way. I know that's contrary to the hirelings and whores in the pulpits today. But it does say, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith or not. 2 Corinthians 13:4. Read it when you get a moment. We're to examine ourselves daily. And by the way, he who hath not the Son hath not life. If you don't have life, there it is right there. Because you're not obeying. The Holy Ghost is not going to bear witness to your lie. He's going to bear witness to the truth. Come on, folks, come on. Let's get this right. William Blackstone, a professor of common law, which we're established upon, whom our founders often referenced when framing the American Constitution, said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. So if what's happening in the Supreme Court, who now call themselves the Supreme Court justices, acting as a bunch of demigods, as if they are a law unto themselves, well, let me tell you something. If they're in accordance with God's moral law, I don't think anybody would be jacked or angry with them right now, do you? Nope, absolutely not. People are angry with them because they're acting outside of their scope of authority. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. How many policies have they formed against God's moral law? They've created mischief. They've created a law. It's a mischief against God's moral law. Read Psalm 94:20 when you get a moment. In the 1892 case, Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, the court provided 87 precedents of quotes and acts from the founding fathers, Congress, and state government to prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is a Christian nation. And by the way, the court also said it could have provided and found many, many more. And states also have laws on their books that are directly aligned, of course, again, with the Ten Commandments. So, folks, what we see is the Ten Commandments under attack. And who are they under attack by? The Supreme Court injustices. Listen to this. In 1980, the Ten Commandments were taken out of the schools in the case Stone versus Graham. Why? Why was all well and good up until 1980, friends? And then all of a sudden it became unconstitutional. Listen to this. The court made the following statement when they removed the Ten Commandments. Listen carefully. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, oh God forbid, meditate upon, God forbid, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments, which is not a permissible objective. That's what your Supreme Court justices, injustices, have said. It's not permissible to obey, thou shalt not kill. It's not permissible to meditate upon, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not lie, and thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is incredible. These cases began the quick downward spiral of American freedom, for freedom cannot exist without morality. And since then, the Supreme Court has been guilty of attacking one American principle after another with cases such as Roe versus Wade, Lawrence versus Texas, sodomy, abortion. I mean, folks, this is incredible that the American people have let it go this far. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, sonsoflibertyradio.com. See ya!
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion.
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.